الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: فبما نقضهم ميثاقهم لعناهم وجعلنا قلوبهم قاسية يحرفون الكلمة عن مواضعه ونسوا حظا مما ذكروا به ولا تزال تطلع على خائنة منهم إلا قليلا منهم فاعف عنهم واصفح إن الله يحب المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we spoke about the covenant and pact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made with Bani Israel. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in today's ayat that I've just recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that due to them breaking their covenant, breaking the agreement that they made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la'annahum, Allah says, ab'adnahum, we have accursed them, in other words, we have made them far, and we have made them far, and we have distanced them from our mercy, and we've made their hearts hard. So when a person breaks the covenant, it means he fails to practice upon what the kitab states, or the dictates and demands of the book. He fails to practice upon that. So in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that do not, Allah, this is the believers, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Allah says that has the time not come upon the believers, upon the mu'mineen, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ, that their hearts now surrender and submit before the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and before what has been revealed to them of haqq, in other words, this Qur'an. So when we hear the ayat of Qur'an, it means we should surrender and submit, and our hearts should submit before the haqq, before the Qur'an that has been revealed. In other words, we should practice upon the dictates and demands of this kitab of the Qur'an. وَلَا يَكُونَ, Allah says, has the time not come upon the believers that their hearts now should surrender before this, and that they don't be like how the Ahle Kitab were. In other words, the Yahud and Nasara, they were given the Kitab as well. وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. But what happened? فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ, a long time passed in their lives without them making amal, without them practicing upon their books. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. So when you don't practice, when you fail to practice upon what the kitab states and demands you to do, Allah says, we made their hearts hard. So here to Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. Why this happened? Because they broke that agreement and covenant that they made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do they do now with the kitab? يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ عَمَّ مَوَاضِعِهِ. They distort the words, they change it from its rightful places, and now they take things out of context, etc. So when they do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now makes their hearts hard. And then Allah says, وَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. These people also, they forgot حَظًّا, a great portion, a great deal of what they were reminded with in the book. They have forgotten about that. In other words, they failed to practice upon what they were supposed to practice upon. And Allah says, وَلَا تَزَالُ تَطَّلِعُ عَلَىٰ خَائِنَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاصْفَحْ. Allah says, you will continue to see khiyana, and you will see that these people are all the time, they will deceive, etc., except for a group of them. So what do you do with them? Forgive that group, pardon that group. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. This refers to those who have brought iman, etc., from among them. And Allah loves those who do good. In the next verse, Allah says the same thing regarding the Nasara, regarding the Christians. So Allah says, you will also find from them those who have said, إِنَّا نَصَارَى, that we are Christians. Allah says, what do they say? أَخَذْنَا مِثَاقَهُمْ فَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. Allah says, we also took covenant, made an agreement with them, and they did the exact same thing as the Bani Israel. They forgot a great deal of what they were reminded, a great portion of what they were reminded. They didn't worry about, they overlooked that. فَأَغْرَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. So Allah says, we have incited between them now enmity, hatred, and this will be attached with them right till the day of Qiyamah. وَسَوْفَ يُنَبِّئُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. Soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inform them of what they were doing. In other words, on the day of Qiyamah, informing doesn't mean just that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them about what they were doing. It means that Allah will requite them also for the deeds. So for all the bad deeds, jaza, they will have to see the hisab, and they will give account for all the deeds that they did, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them and send them into Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us.